There are many ways to get away for your summer vacation. Maybe you opt for a staycation, enjoy staying at home. Maybe you head to the coast, take in the ocean breeze. But for one person, the destination and a purchase was a Lake Erie lighthouse. Great Lakes Today's Elizabeth Miller tells us more.
It's easier to get to Sheila Consall's lighthouse by boat than by foot. It sits at the edge of an Ohio State park, 30 miles east of Cleveland.
Unless you have a boat, the only way to get here is to park in Menor Headlands Beach parking lot, walk out through the dunes area to the beach itself, walk along the beach, and then you have to get up on the break wall.
The jagged rocks make you feel as if you're hiking up some hill until they straighten out into a line, leading to the white, square lighthouse with the red roof. It has 5 floors and 4 staircases.
I visited one other one, but many of them were way offshore. They were also the tube kind of lighthouse, so much smaller, usually one room on each level, and mainly staircases.
Consall is 59 and lives in the Washington, D.C. area. On the day we meet, she's wearing a jacket covered in lighthouses, and her friendly golden retriever, Lucy, joins us as we tour the lighthouse. She bought the lighthouse for about $71,000 in a government auction in 2011. Since 2002, 125 hard-to-maintain lighthouses have been sold off, with more available every year.
I equate it to eBay for lighthouses.
Then the real work started. The lighthouse hadn't been lived in for more than 60 years. The lighthouse is near Fairport Harbor, but it's completely off the grid. So Consall rewired the whole thing and connected it to a generator for electricity. But there's no running water.
I'm still working at finding the appropriate water system that will both clean incoming rainwater that I can store for usage, but even the more challenging part is that I have to find another component to clean the outgoing water.
For now, Consall carries water and ice in addition to food and gas whenever she goes to the lighthouse. Once the water challenge is solved, she hopes to rent out the 3-bedroom, 3-bathroom house while she's back home. Although she works in marketing for a government contractor, she's become a lighthouse historian as well.
I try and envision what it would be like if members of the then lighthouse service were still here. What kind of desk would they be sitting at? What kind of bed would they be sleeping in?
Antiques fill the house. A quill pen sits on a table near a candle, as if someone just finished writing a letter by candlelight. Hanging in the kitchen is the front of a crate. Consall believes it held the lighthouse's first refrigerator in 1943. Consall also mixes in lighthouse memorabilia she receives. Endless photos of the lighthouse, posters, a lamp, even her lighthouse jacket.
You know, this is another one of these things that somebody sent to me. Said, you need to have this.
Back when Consall purchased the lighthouse, her friends and family thought she was crazy. So did folks in Fairport Harbor, a village of about 3,200. To overcome skepticism from the locals, Consall began hosting an open house to celebrate the lighthouse's birthday, June 9, 1925. She's also recruited local volunteers to help with the restoration. Consall says it's all been a labor of love for what she calls the perfect summer home.
When I first bought it, I told people, asked me in 5 years whether this was like the best thing or the worst thing that I've ever done. And now we're at year 6, and I have to say it's the best thing that I've ever done.
For Great Lakes Today, I'm Elizabeth Miller.
Great Lakes Today is a collaboration of WBFO Buffalo, WXXI Rochester, and IdeaStream. You can find a video of that lighthouse at greatlakestoday.org.